Our story this morning is called A Gift for Abuelita by Nancy Luen. Rosita spent every day with Abuelita. Her mother was very busy, but Abuelita always had time for her. Look, look, Rosita. Look at the strands, one crossing over the other. One alone could be broken, but woven together they are strong, like my love for you and yours for me. And she patiently taught Rosita to braid. One morning they made tortillas together, and the dough made a plaw, plaw, plaw sound in her grandmother's hands as she formed the dough. Abuelita scolded Rosita one day for pulling plants out of the garden. "But I'm weeding," Rosita protested. "Those are not weeds," Abuelita said. And she showed Rosita which plants to save and which to pull. "See these over here," she said. "These are chiles. And when they are ready, we will harvest them together. And this year, you can help me make the salsa." Rosita was pleased because she loved their cook. Soon, though, Abuelita became ill, and she was too weak to work in the garden. Rosita would sit by her grandmother's bed, braiding and telling Abuelita stories. "The chilies are fat in the garden. Soon we will be able to harvest them together." But before the chilies could ripen, Abuelita died. Rosita was very sad and missed her grandmother deeply. She missed the soapy smell of her grandmother's dress and the plaw, plaw, plaw sound of the dough in her grandmother's hands. She missed her warm arms holding her tight and whispering to her goodnight. "Abuelita is with the angels in heaven," her mother would tell her. "She watches over you while you are sleeping." But Rosita didn't want her grandmother to be with the angels. She wanted her here at home. "We need Abuelita here," Rosita said to her grandfather in October. Her grandfather looked at her and said, "But you can show her how much you miss her by making her a gift for Day of the Dead." Every family for Day of the Dead built an altar to honor and to remember those who had died. And every person would make a gift for the altar. "What could I make?" Rosita wondered. She went to her brother Carlos. "What are you making for the altar?" "I am making a lizard for Uncle Antonio. He loved lizards." She went out into the garden and found her father. He was tending marigolds. And she asked her father, "What are you making?"
"I'm growing these flowers for the altars and the graves. They were Grandfather Leon's favorite."
She found her mother in the kitchen. "What are you making?" "I am making chicken in mole sauce. It was Aunt Dolores' favorite." Rosita went and found her grandfather and found him at the loom. "What are you making?
Is it for Abuelita?"
"Yes," he replied. "I am weaving a blanket to keep her soul warm." Rosita realized what she could make, and she asked her grandfather for 3 long strands of yarn. And she sat down by her grandfather, and she began to braid. She braided wherever she went. She braided all the time. When they went to the market to sell some of the flowers and buy incense and bread of the dead and apples in preparation for the Days of the Dead, she braided. That afternoon, they built their altar. They put on the candles and lit one for each of the people they were remembering. One for Grandfather Leon, one for Uncle Antonio, one for Aunt Dolores, and one for their beloved Abuelita. Then each person placed their gift on the altar, all except Rosita. Rosita's mother asked, "Where is your braid?" And Rosita replied, "It's not finished yet." All that afternoon, family and friends came to visit and added their gifts to the altar. "When will I see her?" Rosita asked. Her brother Carlos said, "Silly, you can't see her. She's a spirit. They're invisible." "But then how will I know that she's here?" she asked her father. "You will feel her."
"How will that feel?" Rosita wondered. And she continued to make
her braid. The next day, her family went to the graveyard, and they washed all the gravestones, and they pulled all the weeds out of the graves till they looked new again. And then they spread a blanket on the ground and had a picnic. And as they ate, they told stories of all those who had come before. "When will she be here, Abuelita? When will Abuelita be here?" Rosita asked. Her mother said, "Think about all the things you loved about your grandmother." And as Rosita braided, she remembered her grandmother. She remembered the warmth of her arms and her husky voice and the sound the dough made as she shaped the tortillas. She remembered the stories her grandmother told as she made the salsa. Finally, Rosita's braid was finished, and it was as tall as she was. She closed her eyes. She realized that she had braided all her memories of her grandmother into the braid. She had braided and she had remembered her grandmother. She felt a warm breeze like a kiss on her cheek. And she felt warm all over and safe like she did in her grandmother's arms. And she heard a whispered voice in her heart say, "Good night, Rosita." "Oh, Abuelita, you came. Look, I made this for you." And she placed the cord on her grandmother's grave, and she realized that, like the braid, the cord was strong and could not be broken like her love between her and her grandmother.